be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him, also from Jerusalem, from Judea, from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had killed many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. Whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. Gospel of the Lord. Satan also can say the word, "You are the Son of God," but his purpose is different. You want to make him known as kind of political messiah so that his plan can be finished. That's why Jesus stopped them. You see, many times we say, "Praise the Lord." It can be very beautiful word things, but inside, really praise the Lord or praise yourself? Praise what you're doing, or praise really the hand of God upon what you're doing? It's very different. Proud can be within. So it's important not just to have some good ideas in our mind and we do some good deeds. Not enough. In depth, we should have complete abandonment into the hand of God. For better, for worse, we always praise the Lord. Many times we just give glory to God because things are successful. But when we are suffering, we are in sickness, we put a big question mark, "Lord, why me?" And that's all the time our offering is only for good times, especially in bad times. It's a really offering. Tell the Lord, we are ready like him. Yesterday we say he's a Melchizedek, he's a priest. Jesus is a priest, not just because to offer incense, but he offered his life. Yesterday, you remember the man, the withered hand? He killed the man, cured him, but then the people start to make decision to take away him from him, put him to death. This is the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And he wants us to also to share his life. But always, no matter cross or resurrection, always with peace of heart, with joy. The more sorrow, more joyful. And this Christianity.